town of Powhatan is nearly a ghost town. However, its buildings have been preserved and the stories of its glory days still abound. Today's broadcast brought to you by Farmers Feeding the World. Catch our television special this Friday on Ag Day to learn how you can share agriculture's story and help end hunger. The American Countryside returns after this. As Steve Saunders explains, Powhatan was once a very important city in a very large county.
Lawrence County was formed January the 15th, 1815. And so it was most of North Arkansas and a pretty good chunk of southern Missouri, about 35 miles into Missouri.
29 counties in Arkansas and 13 in Missouri were eventually carved from that one huge county. Steamboats traveled to this inland town on the Black River. Those boats hauled troops for both sides.
It was mentioned several times at the end of the war that when they got to Powhatan, the place was deserted. It wasn't really deserted. It's just that they knew that the troops were coming, and they gathered all the chickens and the cattle and the grain and all their food, you know, and they took it out into the county somewhere and hid it.
In 1888, a courthouse was built here. It still stands.
The brick from this building was actually fired right here in town. Back in those days, you didn't order brick from somewhere and have it shipped in. You ordered the brickmaker, and he came in and found a source of clay.
500 people once lived in Powhatan.
In the 2000 census, there were only 50 people in Powhatan. So what happened to it? Well, remember we said this was a steamboat town. And in 1884, the railroad went through, but it didn't come through Powhatan.
The rails went through Black Rock, although Powhatan remained the county seat until the 1960s. Today, the town is a state historic site. Traveling the Countryside, and brought to you by FarmersFeedingTheWorld.com and Powhatan, Arkansas. I'm Andrew McCray.